ಗೋಪೀಜನ ವಲ್ಲಭ ಗಿರಿವರಧಾರಿ 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 ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ವಿಹಾರಿ ಧಾರಿ ಗಿರಿವರಧಾರಿ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ವಿಹಾರಿ ಗಿರಿವರಧಾರಿ ಗಿರಿವರಧಾರಿ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ವಿಹಾರಿ ಧಾರಿ ಗಿರಿವರಧಾರಿ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ವಿಹಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ವಿಹಾರಿ ಗೋಪೀಜನ ವಲ್ಲಭ ಗಿರಿವರಧಾರಿ ಯಶೋದಾನಂದನ ವ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಯಶೋದಾನಂದನ ವ್ರಜ ಜನರಂಜನ ಜಮುನಾ ತೀರ ಬನ ಚಾರಿ ಮುನಾ ತೀರ ಬನ ಚಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ವಿಹಾರಿ ಗೋಪೀಜನ ವಲ್ಲಭ ಗಿರಿವರಧಾರಿ ಜಯ ರಾಧಾ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ವಿಹಾರಿ ಗೋಪೀಜನ ವಲ್ಲಭ ಗಿರಿವರಧಾರಿ ಮಾಧವ ಕುಂಜ ವಿಹಾರಿ ಗೋಪೀಜನ ವಲ್ಲಭ ಗಿರಿವರಧಾರಿ ಓಂ ಅಜ್ಞಾನ ತಿಮಿರಾಂಧಶ್ಚ ಜ್ಞಾನಂಜನ ಶಲಾಕಯಾ ಚಕ್ಷುರುನ್ಮೀಲಿತಂ ಯೇನ ತಸ್ಮೈ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರವೇ ನಮಃ ಶ್ರೀಚೈತನ್ಯ ಮನೋಭೀಷ್ಟಂ ಸ್ಥಾಪಿತಂ ಯೇನ ಭೂತಲೆ ಸ್ವಯಂ ರೂಪ ಕದಾ ಮಹ್ಯಂ ದದಾತಿ ಸ್ವಪದಾಂತಿಕಂ ವಂದೇಹಂ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರುಂ ಶ್ರೀಯುತಪದಕಮಲಂ ಶ್ರೀಗುರುಂ ವೈಷ್ಣವಾಂಶ್ಚ ಶ್ರೀರೂಪಂ ಸಾಗರಜಾತಂ ಸಹಗನ ರಘುನಾಥಾನ್ವಿತಂ ತಂ ಸುಜೀವ ಸಾದ್ವೈತಂ ಸಾವಧೂತಂ ಪರಿಜನಸಹಿತಂ ಶ್ರೀಕೃಷ್ಣಚೈತನ್ಯದೇವಂ ಶ್ರೀರಾಧಾಕೃಷ್ಣಪಾದಂ ಸಹಗನಲಿತಾ ಶ್ರೀವಿಶಾಖಾಂಡಿತಾಂಶ್ಚ ವಂಚಾಕಲ್ಪತರುಭ್ಯಶ್ಚ ಕೃಪಾ ಸಿಂಧುಭ್ಯ ಏವ ಚ ಪತಿತಾನಾಂ ಪಾವನೇಭ್ಯೋ ವೈಷ್ಣವೇಭ್ಯೋ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ ಪಂಚತತ್ಮಾತ್ಮಕಂ ಕೃಷ್ಣಂ ಭಕ್ತರೂಪಸ್ವರೂಪಕಂ ಭಕ್ತಾವತಾರಂ ಭಕ್ತಾಖ್ಯಂ ನಮಾಮಿ ಭಕ್ತಿಶಕ್ತಿಕಂ ತಪ್ತಕಾಂಚನ ಗೌರಾಂಗಿ ರಾಧೇ ವೃಂದಾವನೇಶ್ವರಿ ವೃಷಭಾನುಸೃತೆ ದೇವಿ ಪ್ರಣಮಾಮಿ ಹರಿಪ್ರಿಯೇ ಹೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕರುಣಾ ಸಿಂಧು ದೀನಬಂಧು ಜಗತ್ಪತೆ ಗೋಪೇಶ ಗೋಪಿಕಾಕಾಂತ ರಾಧಾಕಾಂತ ನಮಸ್ತುತೆ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದೈತ ಗದಾಧರ ಶ್ರೀವಾಸಾದಿ ಗೌರ ಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ ಹರಿ ರಾಮ ಹರಿ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರಿ ಹರಿ ಐ ಆಮ್ ವೆರಿ ಗ್ರೇಟ್ಫುಲ್ ಟು ಬಿ ಹಿಯರ್ ಟುಡೇ ಮಾರ್ನಿಂಗ್. It appears that I end up in Govardhan Eco Village every 4 years. But this time, because of pandemic, it has been 4.5 years. I was there in 2017 December. And now it's 2022 May. I don't know how this time passed. But I'm very grateful to be here. In particular, if you see Radhakunda Prabhu, please wish him happy birthday. It is his 69th birthday. It's a special landmark. I had darshan of Madan Mohan for the first time today morning. Gauranga Prabhu kindly took me around for a Brajmandal Parikrama. And in 2017, on 7th December, we laid the foundation stone of this temple, right, the first cornerstone. And so I hadn't seen it after that, so it was delightful to actually take darshan today. I was kind of given the freedom to speak on whatever I wanted. And I thought, you know, a lot of the audience will actually probably listen online. And many of my students are not as advanced as all of you present here. And so I will try to address both audiences. The topic for today is the power of meditative chanting. The power of meditative chanting. So in 2008, on I think it was 4th November, I was teaching at the University of Chicago in the evening. And after I came out from my class, I realized that there was so much traffic, I couldn't go home. All the buses had stopped, all the cars had stopped, and everybody was honking on the street in Chicago. Because Barack Obama had just won the election. And he was from Chicago. And he was coming out to give his victory speech. And I accidentally ended up at Barack Obama's victory speech. And there was a huge crowd. And everybody was chanting, "Yes, we can. Yes, we can." That was the campaign slogan. And I said, you know, right there, you have proof that chanting works. You had the entire United States of America, who was tired of President George Bush, was telling each other, "Yes, we can." And Obama was the first black candidate to run for the office of the president. And in the United States, there is a lot of issues with racism. So it was practically impossible for a black man to go into office. But everybody kept chanting, "Yes, we can. Yes, we can." Right? And in this way, they gathered forces, and somehow Obama won the election. Now, if you notice what Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, Cheto Darpana Marjana, that is the first power of meditative chanting. When you keep chanting something, it has an effect on your mind. It first enters your mind as a seed, and the more you keep chanting, that seed grows. And before you know it, that seed begins to show signs of life, you know, it germinates, and then gradually a little sapling comes out, and then a little leaf comes out, and with time, if you nurture it, that seed grows into a plant. Right? And so, on a material level, also this happens with meditative chanting. All these people, they were chanting constantly that they had to win the election, and if they chanted together, they somehow got the feeling that they'll get the strength to win the election. And they were correct. They won. And a few years later, there was another presidential candidate, and they were chanting, "Make America Great Again." And they were chanting and chanting and chanting, and then they won. So on the material platform as well, when we take a series of sounds or words that act on our mind and we stick to those words and we believe in it and we chant, whatever is in our heart that stops us from achieving that gets cleared away. Cheto darpana marjanam. Except that is also cleansing. Except on the material platform, the results aren't always as expected. Because after 4 years and 8 years, people got, who said, "Yes, we can," they got frustrated with Obama. That's the only difference between material chanting and spiritual chanting. In material chanting, the end result is you will be frustrated. If you listen to Bollywood songs, there are some words that keep getting repeated. Dil, Diwana, Pyar, right? Every other song will have those three words one way or another. Because, you know, they are chanting. Except that chanting does not take them very far. You watch the movie, you have a lot of fun, then you go home, and Dil, Diwana, Pyar all goes out of the window. Right? Life is different. Life is not Bollywood. However, when chanting is spiritual, and it doesn't matter whether it is in the tradition of Sanatan Dharma, whether it is in Arabic tradition, it is in Hebrew tradition, no matter what tradition it is in, chanting has its own power. Jesus Christ used to speak a language called Aramaic. And in Aramaic, they used, like we greet each other, Hare Krishna, they would greet each other, Maranatha. Maranatha means, "Come, my Lord, into my life." That's how the early Christians, including the followers of Jesus, direct followers of Jesus, used to greet each other. And before Jesus, Moses, the prophet, got a mantra. Shema Israel Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Echad in Hebrew. Listen, O Israel, the Lord your God is one. And Moses said, chant. Shema means listen. Ishra means to struggle. And Ael is the Lord. One who struggles to understand the Lord is Israel. Adonai means the Lord, Eloheinu, your God. Adonai Echad. Echad is like Eka in Sanskrit. So that's the Hebrew mantra. Many years later, when you had Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, they are chanting. If you look at the tradition of Sikhism, Ekomkar Satnam Karta Purakha Nirbho Nirvair Akala Murata Ajuni Se Bhanga Guru Parasad Jap. Chant. So no matter what religious tradition you look at, the principle of chanting the holy names is there. And this is why Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Jive Daya Krishna Naam Sarva Dharma Sar. To be compassionate towards other living beings and to chant the holy names of the Lord is the essence of all religions. Right? And what does that do? Agni Purana says this Hare Krishna mantra, you know, ratanti, even if you just keep rato, confirmed. even if you just keep repeating, it is like soap. It will keep cleansing. Right? And it will reorient your mind. In such a way that you would not realize Jai Jai. That the transformation will begin to happen. No matter what tradition you go into, whether you're a Muslim, whether you're a Christian, whether you're a Jew, whether you're a Parsi, whether you're a Sikh, whether you're Jain, even the Buddhists who don't have a concept of God, they will say, Buddham Sharanam Gacchami, Dharmam Sharanam Gacchami, Sangham Sharanam Gacchami. There is chanting. So this chanting, somehow or the other, cleanses the chitta. What is chitta? Vyasadeva says, in his first commentary on the Yoga Sutras, chitta is manas, buddhi and ahankar. Manas means mind, buddhi means intelligence, and ahankar means identity. So there are three areas where there is a lot of dirt. First, our mind. You know, every 1st January, so many people take a vow that this year I'm going to go to the gym, cut my cheesecake, and I'm going to get slim. By the time it's summer, I'll have a beach body. And within 2 months, they forget their New Year's resolutions. Because in their mind, there is so much kachra, right? And the kachra of the mind are unwarranted thoughts. It is said that an average human being has about 70,000 thoughts a day. Most of these thoughts are negative and repetitive. That means, on an average, every human being is either worrying about something that is going to come in the future or has regrets about the past. Brahma bhuta prasannatma na sochati na kangshati. Kangshati means future, sochati means past. So the human mind has anywhere between 70 to 130,000 thoughts every day that are negative, that are repetitive about the past or the future. That's manas. Then buddhi. In the buddhi, you're constantly thinking, how can I compete so that I have more advantage than my peers? How can I get more resources at my disposal? How can I have more authority, more power? That is the trash of the intelligence. Right? And then the last one is identity or false ego. I am brahmachari, I am grihastha, I am vanaprastha, I am sannyas, I am this year's old, I am that year's old, I am Indian, I am American, you know, I am rich, I am poor, I am sick, I am healthy. All of these are various identities we put on ourselves. Right? And so, these are the darpana, the mirror of the chitta. And by repeating the holy names, all these three get cleansed. Cheto, darpana, marjanam. When that happens, there's one magical transformation. That is, you begin to realize who you really are. Most people suffer in life because they don't know who they are. That's why they don't know what they are meant to do. And they just keep trying this and trying that and going to this person and going to that person. And eventually, they get older and they get more frustrated. And this is bhava maha Davagni, right? But chanting the holy names actually extinguishes this great forest fire. In fact, if you look at Mother Nature, you know, in California, sometimes you would have huge mountains on fire. You might see it in the news from time to time. Entire mountains are burning. But there is something that happens when mountains burn. The heat attracts clouds. সংসার দাবা নললিঢ লোক ত্রাণায় কারুণ্য ঘনাঘনত্বম, ঘনা ঘন ঘন ঘনাঘনত্বম মিন্স ক্লাউডস, মনসুন ক্লাউডস অপিয়ার ওয়েন দেয়ার ইজ এ ফরেস্ট ফায়ার। ভব মহা দাবাগ্নি নির্বাপমনম, দ্য হোলি নেমস স্টার্ট অ্যাক্টিং লাইক আ মনসুন ক্লাউড পোরিং রেইন অন ফরেস্ট ফায়ার, রাইট? And so because the mirror of the self gets cleansed, suddenly you see who you are and the problems that were bothering you seem very trivial now. It becomes so small. Like how many of us, when we were maybe 5, 7, 9 years old, were fighting with our friends over toys? Chota chota khilona. You know, some car, some toy gun, you know. We also punched our friends once in a while when we were small over toys. If I gave you that same toy today, would you want it? It's irrelevant, right? So the things that we crave, that we want, that kind of drive our passions become very trivial once we know who we really are. Bhava mahadavagni nirvapamanam. And then the beautiful moonshine of the blessings of the holy names appear in our lives. You know, if you walk around Govardhan Eco Village during daytime, we're already brown as Indians, but you will get a tan. You'll get browner. But moonshine, the rays of the moon, is supposed to be cooling. It's supposed to be soothing. It's supposed to be healing. And the holy names, no matter what tradition you are in, because Mahaprabhu says, Lord, you have so many names in so many ways, and they are all so sweet. And it is my misfortune that I am not attracted to them. And the same thing comes in the hadiths of Islam. Right? Allah has 99 names, and it is said the 100th name is a secret. Now, if you asked us, we think we know. But others will say it is a secret. And so we just, okay. And he says, these names are so sweet. Al-Rahim means the most merciful. Huh? No matter what language you look at, there will be the sweet names of the Lord. And these names not only cleanse the mirror of the heart, it extinguishes the forest fire in our lives, and it is like a soothing, healing balm. And it is the essence of all knowledge. In the sense, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that if you try to understand whatever is transcendental through your yukti, through your logic, you will fail. Whatever is transcendental has to be understood through your ruchi. Ruchi means taste. Yukti fails, ruchi works. Only when you approach the holy names through ruchi, then it starts acting in a certain way as medicine. And then what happens? Even those who cannot dance, and you know, I am a professor by profession, and I know. Professors cannot dance. Even the prime minister will dance. But if you try to get a serious professor to come and dance, you will most likely fail. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a professor of grammar and logic. And he said, Vidyavadhu Jivanam, this chanting of the holy names is the Vadhu, is the lover of all wisdom, right? And once it starts acting in your life, anandam udivardhanam. Ananda means joy. There is, you won't see an end to the joy. Because remember, Shreya Kairava Chandrika Vitaranam, the moon of benediction rises in the sky. When the moon rises in the sky on a full moon night, you know what happens to the ocean? The amount of water in the ocean is always constant, but when the moon comes out, the ocean swells. So when the moon of the holy name comes out, the ocean of joy in your heart will start swelling up. Anandam Budivardhanam. Pratipadam Purna Amrita Aswadanam. Amrita means immortality. Mrita means earth. Our bodies are made of earth. The Bible says, from dust you come and to dust you return. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur points out in his introduction to Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita that we humans can live, we have the choice of either living in mrita consciousness, that means death consciousness, or amrita consciousness, means immortal consciousness. In death consciousness, we live in fear. We are constantly in anxiety, where we have to get our education, earn, marry, settle down, save for retirement, retire. If you live long enough, congratulations. Then die. And the tax wala is constantly chasing you. That's mrita consciousness. Mrit chaitanya. Amrit chaitanya means death doesn't affect you. Time, Chandidas says, time enters the mind of the unsteady. Now don't say this to your, don't apply this to management, to work. But in spiritual life, time enters the mind of the unsteady. When chaitanya, your consciousness, is in amrito, it demonstrates a particular character, charito. Chaitanya charito amrito is the nature of consciousness in immortality. When your consciousness experiences immortality, you are in chaitanya charita amrito. That is the name of the book, because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu demonstrated with his own example the ultimate pinnacle of consciousness in immortality. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, therefore, Chaitanya Charitamrita is not only the life story of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but the potential of every living entity, of what they can reach in love of Krishna when they experience immortality. And that when that happens, Anandam Budivardhanam Pratipadam Purna Amrita Aswadanam. Amrita means immortality. You relish deathlessness, immortality at every step. You're not afraid of death. Sarvatma Snapadam Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. Everybody is actually looking for this. But they don't know what they're looking for, and they're looking for this thing at the wrong places. And in particular, it is Sri Krishna Sankirtana. And what is that? Kirti means activities. Right? Sometimes we sit together and say, remember, bachpan mein ye karte the? Tu mujhe ek chaata mara? Yaad hai? So that is remembering Kirti. When you keep talking about Kirti, that is called Kirtan. Krishna's kirtis are the most astounding and sweet. When you keep talking about the kirti of Sri Krishna, in particular the kirti of the devotees of Sri Krishna called Bhagavatas, the narration of the stories of the activities of the devotees of the Lord is Bhagavat. And Srila Prabhupada said that Joan of Arc, this Christian saint, who was burnt at the stake for her faith, is also Bhagavat. He said, you can keep expanding Bhagavat in this way. So to narrate the activities of the Lord and his devotees and the love between them is Kirtan. When you do it with 3, 5 or more people, it is Sankirtan. Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. So to discuss the names, forms, qualities and activities of the Lord in the company of Saridayas, that means same-hearted people who are Suridayas also, who are good-hearted people, is Sankirtan. And when you are chanting the holy names, you are having an internal conversation. It is said by our previous acharyas that even the Hare Krishna Mahamantra is a form of a conversation. Because the word Hare is a vocative. Vocative means when you address someone, Hare. So Sri Krishna sometimes calls Sri Radha Hare. And she calls back Krishna. So the Hare Krishna is also a conversation between Radha and Krishna. And we meditate on that conversation. So Sankirtan happens even between Sri Radha and Krishna. Matchitta madgata prana bodhayante paraspara kathayante mam nityam tushyanticha ramanticha. Matchitta, Krishna says, those who have given their hearts to me. Prana means breath. Those who have given their breaths to me, they have dedicated every breath. What do? They engage in a form of meditation where they don't sit and say, Om. Bodhayante paraspara, they enlighten one another. How? Kathayante mam nityam. Nityam means they are constantly talking to one another. That is the meditation in Gaudiya Vaishnavism. Conversations. Kathayante mam nityam. And when that happens, tushyanticha. Tush means to be satisfied within one's heart. Ram means romance, delight. Tushyanticha, ramanticha. When you speak to one another, discuss Krishna katha, that is Krishna sankirtan, that cleanses the mirror of the heart, that extinguishes the forest fire of this material world, that brings the moonlight, that is the healing touch in our lives. It gives us a taste of immortality. It swells the ocean in our heart. The essence of everything that you know becomes distilled in the joy that you experience. And this is the one thing that you are looking for. And once you get it, you will forever be satisfied. These are the powers of meditative chanting. Right? And I will conclude with a little thought experiment. You ready for a little thought experiment? Thought experiment. See if this works. If the seven principles that I explained right now, we'll put it into action. Because, you know, I teach in classrooms, we have to say theory and practical. So this is practical. Ready for some practical? Wake you up. How many of you know, and I'm not going to stand up because I'm not singing the national anthem, but I'm going to explain the national anthem and see if you can relate it to the seven principles of meditative chanting. Okay? How many of you have heard of Jana Gana Mana? Heard? Okay. Who is Bharata Bhagya Vidhata? Anybody? Your turn, I want to hear. Anybody wants to guess? Bharata Bhagya Vidhata, kaun hai? Vidhata kaun hai? What is Vidhata? What does Vidhata mean? He's Brahma, yes, that is one correct answer, but it's not the answer. There is, what does the word Vidhata mean? One who controls your fate. One who controls your destiny is Vidhata. Bhagya Vidhata. Bhagya is future. One who controls the future destiny of India. Bharata Bhagya Vidhata. Who is that Bharata Bhagya Vidhata? He is the Adhinayaka. Adhinayaka means the ultimate hero. Srila Rupa Goswami says in his Ujjala Nilamani that Sri Krishna is the ultimate Nayaka. Adhinayaka Jaya He. Mane, all glories to the Adhinayaka, the ultimate hero. Who is Bharata Bhagya Vidhata? Who is he? Jana Gana Mana Adhinayaka. One who is the hero of the hearts of the people of India. Okay? We're not there yet. We're still just getting into Krishna Sankirtan here. How do you, what does this Adhinayak do? We'll come to that. But Rabindranath Tagore, you may not accept him as a Vaishnava, but I think he is a Vaishnava at heart. At least Bhakti Charu Maharaj thought similarly. So Mahajana Jeno Gatashe Pantha. I'm just following in his footsteps. Punjab, Sindh, Gujarat, Maratha, Dravira, Utkala, Banga, Bindu, Himachala, Jamuna, Ganga, Uchala, Jaladhita, Ranga. So Punjab, Sindh, Gujarat, Maratha, Maharashtra, here we are, Dravira, South India, Utkala, Orissa, Banga is West Bengal and East Bengal, Vindhya is Central India, Vindhya, Himachala, Jamuna, Ganga, Uchala, Jaladhita, Ranga, all the oceans surrounding. But here is the key to Krishna Sankirtan. Tava Shubha Name Jage. All of the people of all of these states wake up to your holy names. This is a reference to Mangalarti, my friends. Tava Shubha Name Jage. Tava Shubha Ashisha Mage. Gahe Tava Jaya Gatha. Now, only the first paragraph of this song was adopted as the national anthem by the Constituent Assembly in 1950. But Tagore wrote many other verses. And if you have a smartphone, you can look it up. Jana Gana Mana full song. Let's read it together. And if this song does not make you Krishna conscious, I will never come back here again. Did somebody find out? Janagana Mana, Adhinayaka, the hero of the minds and the hearts of the people of India, who is the arbiter of India's destiny, to whose holy names Punjab, Sindh, Gujarat, Maratha, Dravida, Utkala, Banga, Vindhya, Himachala, Jamuna, Ganga, and the oceans wake up and sing the glories. Right? There is one reference Rabindranath Tagore makes. Did somebody find out? Keep reading. Second stanza. Aho raho tabo aho bhano pracharito udirapo udaro bani Hindu boddo shika jaino paro shika musulman krishtani. Then, purava paschima ashe tabo shinghasana paashe prema hara haya gatha. Can I borrow your phone for the rest of the class? Aho raho means day and night. Tavo avabhana pracharito. The call to your name is spread across. Pracharito. Shuni tavo udaravani. Your broad message is heard everywhere. And who comes to you? Hindu, Bauddha, Sikh, Jain, Parsik, Musalman, Christiani, Purva Paschima, East and West come together on the two sides of your throne. Purva Paschima Ashe, Tava Shinghasana Pashe. And what do they do? Premo Haro Hai Gatha. They make a garland of love for you. Janagana Oikko Vidhayaka Jayohe Bharato Bhagya Vidhata. O Lord of India's destiny, you unite people. Patano Buddhaya Bandhura Pantha Jugo Jugo Dhabito Jatri. And listen to this. Here is where Krishna Sankirtan comes in. He Chiro Sharathi. Who is the Chiro Sharathi in India? Tell me, in the entire history of this country, in this entire culture, show me one eternal charioteer. Who is it? He Chiro Sharathi Tavo Ratha Chakre Mukharita Aho Dino Ratri. This entire, all these people are enchanted. Sorry? Chiro means eternal. Chiro Sharathi, eternal charioteer, in the wheels of your chariot are enchanted. All these people. Daruno Biplava Maje Tava Shankadhani Baje. In the middle of the great battlefield, your conch shell reverberates. Whose conch shell reverberates? Who's the Chirosharuti whose conch shell goes off in the middle of a battle? So who is Rabindranath writing this song for? Jana gana pathapari chayaka jayohe. Pathapari chayaka means one who shows the path to everybody else. Jana gana pathapari chayaka jayohe bharata bhagya vidhata. Jayohe, jayohe, jaya, jaya, jayohe. Gobhira timir ghana nibira nishite. Gobhira timir means the night is dark. Nibiro nishite pirito murchito deshe, in this country that is so tortured, that has fainted out of pain. Jagrato chilo tabo abichalo mangalo natanoyo ne animeshe. You know, in your grace is going to lift up all these people who are suffering in this country. Dushapne, in your bad dreams, atanke, in your fears, Roksha, Rokha, Korile, Koriye, Anke. You are the one who comes to the protection of everybody. Sneho moi tumi mata. And you are like a mother who is sneho moi. Janagana dukkho trayaka jayohe. Dukkho trayaka. Dukkho means trayaka means one who saves people from their misery. Bharata bhagya vidhata. Jayohe, jayohe, jaya, 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 jayohe. Now tell me, is this song Krishna conscious? Huh? Are you feeling some delight in your heart? For some time, did all your worries disappear? At least for a few moments? That is Cheta Darpana Marjanam. Just by discussing Krishna Katha, things that usually occupy your mind disappear. And did you feel some joy for at least 2 minutes? This is a song we have heard from our childhood. We didn't really think about its meaning. For the first time, we are hearing, oh, actually this song is about Krishna. Huh? Did you feel proud, not in a bad way, that, or rather grateful, that somehow you took birth in this country? Bhaktichara Maharaj used to say that Bharata means Bhaskar Gane Rato Jai Desh. The land that is engaged in illuminated knowledge. Right? The spiritual science that we have in this country is our hallmark, is our unique selling point. Bhaktivinoda Thakur points out that this is the gift that we have to give to the world. This is Mahaprabhu's greatest gift. And you see, something as simple as the Indian national anthem. Thank you so much, Prabhu. As the Indian national anthem is also Krishna conscious. Srila Prabhupada points out that in this country almost 90% things are Krishna conscious anyway. It's just that the philosophy is missing. Right? And today's class was a point in case. A case in point. That, you know, we already have the culture. We just didn't know that this song was meant for Krishna. Right? So a lot of people are getting advantage even if they don't know what they're doing. Sometimes it is said that even while pasting sandalwood, making flower garlands, cleaning the temple, doing simple things, you know, our hearts get cleansed. Because even if you are on the street giving a book to somebody, and I see our two Vaishnava devotees here who are expert at book distribution, that is also Krishna Sankirtan. It's Krishna Katha in written form. You're giving to them and they will probably read it. And then, you know, practically everybody in this room has experienced some transformation of the mind just by reading these books. That is what Sri Krishna says, when people talk to each other, discuss these things, then their hearts are satisfied and delighted. So I'll stop here. Thank you very much for your patient hearing. We can open the floor up for questions, comments, ideas, and thoughts. And then when it's time for breakfast, we'll head out. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Prabhu. Very wonderful class about the chanting, meditative chanting.
Can you be a little louder?
Yes.
Thank you.
So, yeah, I had this question that from several, like what to think while chanting, this meditative chanting, like what to think while chanting. So sometimes we heard, like Prabhupada always emphasized hearing, and other like in the scriptures are also there, mantra adha chintanam. So
the question is what to think about while chanting. Ideally you just think about the holy names. You know, the names themselves are so sweet. But there are many other things we can think about. We can think about, you know, let's take a step back and think about a time in our lives, you know, when we were teenagers, fresh teenagers, we've all experienced, you know, puppy love, you know. And, you know, you fall in love with somebody. It might, if it was an American classroom, I could have said, oh, no, it could be Jack or Jane. In India, it could be, you know, whatever, Karan or Priyankar. There might be a million other Karans. But that particular Karan that you're in love with, that name will sound sweet to you. Right? And when you chant, Jiva Goswami says it has to be with Adara. Adara means with love. Not like a machine gun. So, and so when we are chanting, the first thing is to relish the feeling. That, you know, see, today we spent an hour here. This hour will never come back. The 1.5 hours you spend every day chanting, those 1.5 hours will never come back. So you spent that little portion of your life sitting and doing, either you're doing or you are actually taking the time to reflect, right? Now various thoughts can come. Sometimes realizations come. And those are good. Sometimes the Lord is speaking in the heart, giving you direction. So for those who are intensely praying, Lord, give me direction, the Lord will give. Dibbo gyan ride prakashito. Right? For some others, when they are chanting, they will think about Krishna's beautiful form. Then no words are happening in the head. They are just looking at Krishna's color. Right? Yo megha varna purusha. Some might think, I am so lucky, you know, that I have the association of Vaishnavas in my life. Sometimes you can chant and in your mind you can visualize you are doing puja to the Lord. That's there in the Bhagavata. Right? You welcome the Lord in your heart. You offer the Lord a seat. You offer, you know, idam asanam, idam padyam, idam argham, the 16 upacharas. Or the highest form of chanting is, depending on what your mood is, you meditate on Krishna's pastimes. And so Mother Yashoda is also chanting during afternoons because she is worried Krishna is starving, Krishna has to eat. Bala holo damodar aisho ekhono bhogomandire boshi karoho bhojono nandire nirdeshe boishe giribhoro dhari bolodev sahasaka boishe shari shari. You know, Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes what their lunch looks like. You can meditate on that, you can think about that. That is perfection. If you are chanting in the evening, kiba jaya jaya gora chander arati ko shobha jano bitoto bane jagamano lobha, so beautiful. Jagamano lobha means it enchants, it hypnotizes the entire world if they care to see it properly. Shobha means so beautiful. Jano bitoto bane, just imagine the water of the Ganges flowing, you know, in a very smooth way. And you know what the word Saraswati means? Saraswati means, of course, it's the river. Saraswati also means sa rasavati. Rasa is the experience of delight in the heart. One who makes that experience of delight in the heart possible is Sarasvati. Sarasvati. So sometimes while chanting, some people will stop and they will just hear katha, they will speak. So it's not necessarily the repetition of the name. Even speaking and hearing is also as good as chanting. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Padasevanam. Right? So there can be various levels in which your mind can be engaged. Some people will keep chanting and thinking, okay, I have a lawsuit coming up. And, you know, I don't know which way the judge will turn. And if my lawyer, you know, is actually also taking money from the other side, that will be the, you know. And then Chinta Mani Prakara, you have that, heard that verse. Chinta Mani is you chinta about money. Right? You can think about that. You can think about n number of things. Nobody is there to be your thought police. But the perfection of chanting is to chant while remembering Krishna's leelas and chant with a particular mood. We have the five moods, Shanta, Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya and Madhurya. Depending on what your mood is, if you have the mood of a parent towards Krishna, then you will chant the names of Krishna with the mood of a parent. If you have the mood of a friend, you will chant the names of Krishna with the mood of a friend. Now as a friend, you know, in the evening Krishna is coming back from pasturing his cows. You know, on the front cover of Krishna book you see, you know, Yashoda Maya is with her arms outstretched, trying to welcome Krishna home. She's also chanting. And the friends of Krishna who come back with Krishna, they're also chanting. So chanting is the essence of the spiritual world. But depending on who you are, your chanting will have a unique flavor. Right? And the more you chant, the more your mind gets cleansed, that flavor will come out. And after some time, it will become such a meditation that you will not feel like doing anything else. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur had a son called Lalita Prasad Thakur. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur gave different responsibilities to different people. So Bhakti Siddhanta, he said, you reform the ascetic tradition and you preach to, you know, for Westerners. Lalita Prasad Thakur, he said, you maintain my estates and you chant Hare Krishna. So Lalita Prasad Thakur, he retired at about early retirement, 50 or 55, something like that. He went to his Bhaktivinoda Thakur's birthplace. For the rest of his life, he was chanting 196 rounds every day. He wouldn't do anything else. And he said, this is the most delightful thing. I don't feel like doing anything else. And he was such a Siddha Purusha that right before his 100th birthday, he told everybody that my time has come to go back. And on his 100th birthday, he passed away. He said, my chanting is done. I'm happy. So chanting can be like that also. Right? Was I able to answer your question, sir? Thank you very well. Any other questions, comments? We have 6 minutes to go. Yes.
Thank you very much, Prabhuji, for
thank you.
This class. Recently, we were in a Muslim state, and there was so much of azan being chanted. And my heart would really fill up with delight. And so thank you for you know, giving me an explanation why that happens.
Srila Prabhupada was in Iran. You know this incident? In Iran, he was with one disciple called Atreya Rishi. And in the morning, the azan started. And devotees began to complain, oh, this is crap. And Prabhupada said, no. He closed his eyes and he meditated on the azan, saying, this is the chanting of the holy names of the Lord in their culture. You have to appreciate it. Right? And so not everybody is going to get their hands inside a bead bag. But if you think that there are some people who are doing five namaz every day strictly, they are spending the same amount of time chanting as we are in our bead bags. So, the path back to Godhead is not one. Ye yatha mam prapadyanti tam tathaiva bhajamyaham. As we approach Krishna, Krishna becomes that to us. So thank you for that point. Any other points, questions, comments, thoughts? I hope I won't get into legal trouble for speaking on Janagana Mana sitting down. No? Don't get me into trouble. Any other questions or thoughts? Yes, sir.
As we search on the Google, the Janaganamana, we find that there are 5 stanzas.
Yes.
It looks like they have little a Bengali tone to it.
It is a Bengali song.
It's a Bengali song. So we are not able to understand the rest of the stanzas. So if you can explain.
We don't have the time for that today. Maybe tomorrow.
Okay, thank you.
But the essence is, He Chiro Sharathi Tavaratha Chakre Mukharita Ahadino Ratri Daruno Biplava Maje Tavashankhadhuni Vaje. You know, see, Krishna was the smartest. And everybody, at least the geniuses of India, understood him. I mean, think about it. This is what Sri Krishna did. He divided himself and his army between the two opposing parties, saying, I will not fight, right? Now, do you think Krishna's own army will not protect him in the middle of the battle? Maar mujhe. And he is standing as a shield in front of Arjuna because Arjuna has to be protected. And the best trained army is on the other side. And what is Sri Krishna doing? He's blowing his conch shell Panchajanya. Everybody knows where Sri Krishna is. Nobody's going to hurt him. That is called smart. Daruno Biplava Maje, Biplav means battlefield. Tava Shankhadhuni Baje, your conch shell reverberates. So Tagore is clearly referring to Krishna, and that is the key to the poem. There is something, I don't know if I'm speaking again tomorrow, but somebody said 2 days. But there is another poem, Janmantar. Ami Cherei Dite Raji Achi Shushobhotar Alok. I'm ready to give up this light of your civilization. Ami China hote novobonge novojuger chalok. Don't make me a leader, a new leader in your new Bengal. Ami naiba gelam bilat. I don't want to go to your England. Ami naiba pelam rajar khilat. I don't want your knighthood. Jodi agbar hote pari agbar ami brojer rakhal balok. If for once you allow me to become a small cowherd boy in Vrindavan. This is Rabindranath Tagore. Tatha nitto kebol dhenu choraye bongshi water tare. They are tending to cows on the banks of Bangshibot. Ohe bihan olo jagore bhai dake porosh pore. You know, day is coming to an end, wake up, right? And he says, Ami cherei dite raji achi shushobhotor alok. I don't want this Western civilization. I don't want this civilization. Just give me one opportunity to become a small cowherd boy in Vrindavan. And I don't want to be Rabindranath Tagore. So, you know, he was forced to become the acharya of the Brahmo Samaj, and therefore he had to write many songs where he did not address Krishna directly, but wherever there was Radhika Ballava, he would make Jivana Ballava. Jivana Ballava is the lover of my life. Because he had followers who will not accept him. So he gave them Vaishnava philosophy, but in an indirect way. Gahana kushuma kunja maje mridula madhura vangshi baje. Gahana kushuma kunja maje, in the middle of the forest bowers of Vrindavan, mridula madhura, sweet and melodious vangshi baje. The flute song reverberates. And everybody goes mad listening to the flute song and they run towards him. Bhanushinghir Padavali. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he was a contemporary of Rabindranath Tagore, and they were both friends of the Maharaj of Tripura. So one time Saraswati Thakur was staying in the room in the palace of the Maharaj of Tripura. This is in your honor because you want Bhaktisiddhanta stories. And Rabindranath Tagore came, and immediately Bhaktisiddhanta cleared out his room and left. He said, you know, he's a esteemed guest. He should actually get the treatment of an esteemed guest. And then he wrote some article saying, fine, Jivana Ballava is fine, but why is he not saying Radhika Ballava? Right? So our country is built on very strong foundations. Bankim Chandra Chatterjee, you've heard of Bankim Chandra Chatterjee, Bande Mataram, Sujalang, Shafalang, Malayaja. Some devotees say it is an Ekadashi song. Pandav Nirjal Ekadashi me puchta hai. Sujala, Sufala, ya Shashya Shamala, grains. funny fruits or grains. But Bankim Chandra Chatterjee wrote a book called Krishna Charitra, The Character of Sri Krishna. And in that book, he wrote a lot of things. And then he was friends with Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur pointed out that there are these apasiddhantas in your book. And so he rewrote that book, Bankim Chandra Chatterjee, remember, he's not an ordinary guy. He rewrote that book based on Bhaktivinoda Thakur's comments, and he acknowledged Bhaktivinoda Thakur in the preface of that book. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur was preaching to that caliber of people. Haraprasad Shastri, one of the first historians of India, he was Bhaktivinoda Thakur's disciple. Then Bipin Chandra Pal, I recently wrote an article that got published on Chittaranjan Das, Deshbandhu. Deshbandhu Chittaranjan was the guru of Subhash Chandra Bose's family. If you read Chittaranjan's works, one Vaishnava Padavali after another, all the poems are dedicated to Sri Krishna. And they felt in their heart that we need to protect this land because this is holy land. If we don't protect the legacy of Sri Ramchandra, Sri Krishna in this country, and we just let everybody run amok, then our civilization will be lost. So the Indian freedom struggle that started in earnest in 1905 and continued till 1947 was greatly inspired by the Sankirtan movement. And Srila Prabhupada points that out in his Chaitanya Charitamrita, where he says the first civil disobedience movement was started by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Right. So we are seeing a 2.0. And if you go to YouTube and just search Salt March original footage, Gandhiji was going the Salt March, right? Original footage, you will see people singing and dancing on the street with mridangas and kartals going to Dandi. They're singing Sri Ram, Jai Ram, Jai Jai Ram. This Sankirtan movement. So at the root of who we are as a country, we have the Sankirtan movement. And I want to conclude with, unless there is a question or a comment, I want to conclude with one small piece of good news. Ready for some good news before Prasad? In 1868, there was a great Vaishnav, India's first Mahatma, Shishir Kumar Ghosh. He was called Mahatma even before Mahatma Gandhi. Shishir Kumar Ghosh was a dedicated Gaudiya Vaishnav who used to chant on his mala. And he was the best friend of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. They used to work together. Shishir Kumar Ghosh and Motilal Ghosh started a newspaper called Amrita Bajar Potrika. You've heard of that newspaper? Amrita Bajar Potrika. And that Potrika, Sita Mahaji, Hare Krishna, so nice to see you. Amrita Bajar Potrika was based on the principles of Srimad Bhagavatam. Did you know this? The newspaper was supposed to uphold the four values of dharma, the four legs of the bull of dharma. Satya, Shaucha, Tapo, and Daya. Your four regulatory principles. Satya is honesty, integrity. Shaucha is cleanliness and hygiene. Tapo is enterprise, endurance, austerity. And Daya is empathy and compassion. These were the four values on which that newspaper was founded. And the six most vulnerable demographics, children, sick people, old people, animals, women in vulnerable positions, and intellectuals, people who speak the truth, they are the most vulnerable links in the chain of life on this planet. And Sri Krishna was establishing dharma to protect these people. So this is the cause that Amrita Bajar Patrika took up. And day after day after day, they kept reporting based on the principles of Srimad Bhagavatam. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur became the editor of the supplementary of Amrita Bajar Patrika called Gaur Vishnupriya Patrika. So Shishir Ghosh and Bhaktivinoda Thakur were working together. They're best friends. Till a time when Shishir Ghosh became so anti-colonial and Bhaktivinoda Thakur became a deputy magistrate, they couldn't keep their friendship public. Because one is against the British and the other is actually, you know, in the British government. But over the years, Mahatma Gandhi said, Amrita Bazar Patrika is Amrit, means this paper is immortal. Why? Because it is founded on the principles of Bhagavat. So in 1991, the Amrita Bajar Patrika closed down. It took so much debt, it could not continue. But remember, this one newspaper, among all the hundreds of newspapers in India, was fully in support of our movement. When Bhaktivinoda Thakur went out on the streets begging for Yogapit temple, the Amrita Bajar Patrika came to his, you know, supported his cause, fundraised for him. When Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur started the Gaudiya Math, the Amrita Bajar Patrika would print report after report after report, giving them publicity. When Srila Prabhupada came back from America, the Amrita Bajar Patrika helped ISKCON flourish. In fact, you will see on Vedabase, Prabhupada petitioning to Amrita Bajar Patrika saying, please help us. And Torun Kanti Ghosh, who was the great grandson of Shishir Kumar Ghosh, Prabhupada was looking for help from him. And so in 91, it closed down. I asked many devotees for a long time. He says, this should be the mouthpiece of the Sankirtan movement. But nobody was paying attention. So I went ahead and started it again. And it is now registered, because in India there is so much legal trouble. I registered Amrita Bajar Patrika in America. And then what I did, this is my main preaching avenue in college campuses in India. I have an internship program where people come, I tell them they have to follow the four values, they have to understand the life of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and then engage in writing, doing reportage, storytelling based on the principles of Srimad Bhagavatam. And so it started 2020, October. It is very small, it is growing, but Amrita Bajar Patrika is back. But it is not my work, it is our work. So if among you there are people who are interested in writing, in storytelling, in thinking about how we may comment on current issues from a spiritual vantage point, please get in touch with me. I'll tell you how to be involved. Right? Thank you very much. I'm sorry I'm 7 minutes over, but I hope it was, those 7 minutes were worth. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Bhaktivinoda Thakur's desire was Amrita Bajar Patrika be used for the service of the Sankirtan movement. That was Srila Prabhupada's desire as well. All of you together, all of the movement together can make that happen. So it is my humble request at your lotus feet that please consider this proposal. Okay? Hare Krishna.